This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Three people are dead and nine others hurt following a mass shooting in the U.S. state of Colorado. The dead include a police officer and two civilians. The gunman is in custody following a five-hour standoff after he stormed an abortion clinic in the city of Colorado Springs, opening fire with a rifle. All the survivors are said to be in good condition. The suspect has been identified as 59-year-old Robert Deer. His motivation has not been made public. However, the abortion clinic in question has been the target of protests by anti-abortion activists for a number of months. While mass shootings in the United States have become more common, attacks involving abortion clinics have become less rare since the debate over right-to-life policies in the U.S. began dying down in the 1990s. It's being reported around 1,000 people in Chicago are protesting the fatal shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer. Protesters have blocked stores in the downtown area of Chicago, trying to prevent shoppers from entering the Black Friday sales events. They've demanded justice for 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, who was shot to death in October of 2014. A video showing a Chicago police officer shooting McDonald 16 times after the teenager walked away from him, triggering tensions in the U.S. city. Protesters have been calling for the demilitarization of the Chicago police force and the appointment of a special prosecutor to investigate the case. A yellow alert for smog is now in effect for portions of northern China. Beijing, Tianjin, as well as parts of Hebei, Henan, and Shandong will continue to be shrouded in smog into next week. Visibility of less than 500 meters is being reported in some areas. Forecasters are warning the smog, which began accumulating in the greater Beijing area on Friday, may continue to choke the air until at least Tuesday. Flights in and out of Beijing have so far not been affected, though flight tracking models are suggesting delays may become an issue. At this point, authorities have not announced any restrictions on vehicles or construction projects in the capital. A leading Russian official is defending Moscow's move to deploy its S-400 anti-aircraft missile system in Syria, saying it's Russia's right to a military response after Turkey downed a Russian warplane. State Duma Chair Sergei Nishkarin also condemning the downing as a criminal act. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Russia not to play with fire. Russia suspending its visa-free program with Turkey following Tuesday's incident. The chair of the State Duma also warning of more economic sanctions towards Ankara. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon making an appeal for action on climate change just days ahead of the Paris Climate Conference. Top UN official making the comments at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Malta. This year's summit highlighting climate change as well as the fight against terrorism 2 weeks after the Paris terror attacks, which left 130 people dead. Head of the leaders' meetings, British Prime Minister David Cameron announcing funding of $7.5 million for a Commonwealth counter-extremism unit. Commonwealth linking more than 2 billion people on 5 different continents, including large countries like India, Australia, and Canada, and small island states like Tonga and Vanuatu. The coffins of three Chinese victims who were killed in a hostage standoff at a hotel in Mali this past week have been returned to China. All three were executives with the China Railway Construction Corporation. They were killed at the Radisson Blue Hotel in Mali's capital Bamako during an attack by a jihadist group last Friday, the attack itself leaving 27 people dead. Chinese authorities have announced they're going to provide $6.5 million in humanitarian aid for four international organizations. These include the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the World Food Program, the World Health Organization, and the International Committee of the Red Cross. The money itself to be used for tackling issues connected to migrants. A giant panda, which rose to fame as the mascot for the Asian Games in Beijing a quarter century ago, celebrating a milestone this Saturday. Basu, which is housed at a giant panda facility in Fujian's capital Fuzhou, is 35 years old this Saturday. She is currently the oldest known live panda. Giant pandas normally have a lifespan of around 20 years, so in human terms, the 35-year-old Basu would be around 130 years old. Basu has had a colorful life, having traveled halfway around the world in 1987 for a six-month stint at the San Diego Zoo in California, drawing some 2.5 million visitors at that time. She was later selected as the prototype for the mascot Panpan for the 1990 Asian Games held in Beijing. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.